I think that we are in East Goshti. All are devotees. We all friends. And expressing our ideas together, each other. I remembered so many things. Wendell expressed all their moods. First I want to tell you in East Goshti that after Srila Prabhupada, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami, all these seniors and especially those who were sincere Vaishnava, very beloved to Srila Prabhupada, they left that mission. They came out of that mission. But they never left their Gurudev, nor his teaching, nor anything. Once anyone told to Gurudev that those who are left Gaudiya mission, they have left Srila Prabhupada, teachings and everything. Gurudev told, we have never left Srila Prabhupada, we'll never leave in any coming future, and still we are serving, we will serve. Let us see what becomes in future. And those who were telling like this, they went from this Krishna consciousness. They left even Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami. You know all the persons, those who were telling like this. So don't think that. And let that same bark, those who are barking like this. Any pure disciple cannot give up his Gurudev. He cannot give up the service of Vaishnavas. They cannot leave the teachings of his Gurudev. They cannot give up Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu, all the Vaishnavas, Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, Raghunath Goswami. They cannot live to serve divine couple Radha and Krishna. They cannot. They can give that place to another place, change their place, but always regard to the place where our Gurudev has left any dust there. Anyone has not tried to take all these things. So you should never think it is a problem. Take it as the blessings of your Gurudev. That you are fully now absorbed in chatting, doing and serving him and divine couple and all. Radha and Krishna and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Gaudiya. They are given chance. We see that Narada Rishi and Vyasadev were not together all time, but their heart was there. Sukadev Goswami went anywhere here and there. We see that Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, Raghunath Das, not always at a time eaten. Only Srila Prabhupada, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Goswami Thakur saw that Kali Yuga is coming and there is no teaching, nothing, no mission to encourage them, to engage them in very third class services, those who were qualified for so many those who were qualified in any subject. He wanted to engage all in his Krishna service according to Dwarka, all their qualifications. That was the time, at the time of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta. After that, they went here, there, but having so much regard for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's birthplace, to their Gurudev, though as living there, they went to hell. I know them. You also know them. So, we should not think that these are all problems. Well, problems well, is one separation. We are not realizing separation mood of Radha Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, for our Gurudev. This is only problem. Nothing problem at all. So Krishna manages for all the sincere Vaishnava like this sometimes. But we think that this is problem. Actually not problem, but Krishna has managed to inspire us and to develop our Krishna consciousness. So we were with all disciples of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur. We are so fortunate to learn all these things. One thing I heard Maharaj, very good, his thinkings, Vaishnava are more than bona fide than Shastra and Guru. In one sense only, not all sense. Vaishnava, Krishna is himself Ved, Upanishad, Shastra, Srimad Bhagavatam, Tamadi Devam, Tamalavaranam, Sitavatar, Apar Sansar Samudra Setum, Bhajamahe, Krishna Swarupam. Vaishnava cannot be like Srimad Bhagavatam. Krishna heart is Srimad Bhagavatam. Sometimes you told that there is confusion about Vaishnava, who is actually Vaishnava or not. But Shastra cannot cheat us any time, because he is Krishna. And also it has come from the mouth of Krishna or from the nose of Krishna. So, if there is any doubt about Guru, about Vaishnava, we will have to go to Shastra. That is why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told to Raya Ramananda, you will tell everything, but you should get the example from Shastra. Then I will think that you are telling bona fide, or otherwise I will cancel all these things. So what he told? In each sadhya or sadhan, he gave shlokas from Ved, Puran, Upanishad, especially from Gita and Bhagavad. Especially from Bhagavad. So Srimad Bhagavad is bona fide at all times. But only the key is in Bhakta Bhagavad. Only this thing. They have key. So they are Bhakta Bhagavad. But really Srimad Bhagavad is the heart of Krishna. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to tell one shloka, any one shloka of Srimad Bhagavad. Varaha Pidam Natavara Bapu Karanayo Karanikar. Not all shloka he used to do. And he used to be Radhe Radhe Krishna 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 and Valli. Then Garadhar Prabhu used to come and help him. Anyone shloka. Aho Vakiyam Stanakalukutam Jivhansaya Payada Apyasadhi लेभे गतिं धातु उचितं ततो कन्या दयालुं शरणं। सो शास्त्र हैज नो भ्रम प्रमाद कर्णपातो एंड विप्रलिप्सा, बट साधु मे डू ऑल दीज थिंग्स। फ्रॉम कनिष्ठ अधिकारी to Uttam Mahabhagavat, like Sukhdev Goswami and Narada Goswami, all are Vaishnava. But we'll have to recognize them. How? If they are following Srimad Bhagavatam, then they are sadhu and guru, otherwise not. By following them, they have become sadhu. Otherwise they are not sadhu, not Vaishnava, actual Vaishnava. At first Sukhdev Goswami was Brahmagyani and he went to jungle, but when he returned and heard all Bhagavat Srimad Bhagavatam, Atma Ramasya Muniyo अरुक्रमे कुर्वान कहेतिकिं भोक्तम इत्थम भूत गुनो हरि, then he became रसिक वैष्णव, and then he told निगम कल्पतरुर गलितम फलम सुखमुखाद अमृत द्रव संयुतम पिवत भागवतम रसमालयम पिवत भागवतम, and what is that भागवतम? रसमालयम, the ocean, endless ocean of rasa. If anyone not follows Srimad Bhagavatam, then he is not sadhu. So authority is Srimad Bhagavatam. Pramana amalam prema apumartho maha Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhur matamidam tatradhu nahpara. So if anyone not following Srimad Bhagavatam, he may be so great philosophers and so may bhakta, but we don't recognize. So, if anyone is so absorbed in Srimad Bhagavat and he knows something earth, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you know, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya did 9 kinds of explanation, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did it in 64 kinds of answering the Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya flat. Vidya Bhagavata Vadhi. Sar Vidya Tan Matir Jaya. Vidya up to Srimad Bhagavatam. You should remember also that Vaishnava has told that Krishna and Jogmaya were from the womb of Yashoda. But you should know that only it is not the words of Vaishnavas, but it is in Srimad Bhagavatam and also in Harivansha Puran written by Srila Vyas that Krishna came from the womb of Yashoda. It has clearly written, only not that Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur and Srila Sanatana Goswami and Jiva Goswami has explained like so. That explained on the authority of Shastra, bona fide Shastra. So Jiva Goswami has given in first Sandarbha, Tattva Sandarbha, and Srila Baldev Vidyabhushan has given in his Darpan, Siddhanta Darpan, all these things. So we should know all these things. and honor all these things. But without Bhakta Bhagavat, we cannot know Srimad Bhagavatam. This is the key in their hands. So, we should honor always, not less than Guru, but more than Guru. Like, first you should do archan of Radha Krishna and Gurudev, and then Radha and Krishna. Jasya Devi Parabhakti, Jatha Devi Tatha Guru. But I think that not Jatha Devi Tatha Guru, but more than Krishna himself. Guru should be honored. Because Guru has taken us in the lotus feet of Krishna. He has given the relation. Otherwise we could not have. So first worship of Gurudev and then to deities. To in also Ashtakali Leela, first Gurudev and then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and then come to Krishna and Radha. These are the process. So where Vaishnava and Guru are there, we are so much indebted to Vaishnavas that they have taken us to Gurudev. Otherwise we have not realized that who is Guru and who is not Guru. So we are indebted so much to Vaishnavas, and Gurudev is also a Vaishnava. If a Gurudev is not honoring Vaishnavas, that he is not bona fide Guru. He should not be taken as a Guru. So sometimes Diksha Guru is superior, sometimes Shiksha Guru is superior. Like we treat and understand Rupa Goswami, our Shiksha Guru. Sometimes even given that Krishna is Shiksha Guru, Lalita is Shiksha Guru, Vishakha is Shiksha Guru, Sarup Damodara Ramanandi is Shiksha Guru. They are not less than, inferior than our Gurudev. They are worshipable for our Gurudev also, Rupa Goswami, Sarup Damodara Ramanandi. But still they are Shiksha Guru for us. So we should not think that who is inferior and who is superior. In them, really Krishna is our Gurudev or Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he inspires us, and so he is Chaitanya Guru. He is not inferior than our Diksha Guru. So certainly we are indebted to all Vaishnavas because they are giving all these things to us. So we should honor Vaishnavas, Gurudev, Shiksha Guru, Diksha Guru, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu, is all, and also Chaitanya, Radha and Krishna with his own. I wanted to speak about some, what is our sadhana and sadhana, and what is the sum and substance of all the teachings of Srila Rupa Goswami. I wanted to explain something, but time is over, but I am telling well, time is over.
What time is it over?
तन्नाम रूप चरितादि सुकृतनानु क्रमेण रसना मनसी नियोज्य तिष्ठन ब्रजे तदानुरागी जनानुगामी कालम नयेद अखिलाम इत्ति उपदेश सार. रूप गोस्वामी इज टेलिंग दैट आई एम टेलिंग यू बिकॉज देयर इज नो टाइम. सो रूप गोस्वामी इज टेलिंग only one teaching I am giving. This is the sum and substance of all the teaching. But I want to tell you one sloka before this sloka. And this is more important for us. Then we can realize the meaning of this shloka, Tannam Rupa Charitadi. And that shloka is that Guru Goshthe Goshthala Isu Sujane Bhusur Ganesh Swamantre Si Namni Brajva Danda Sarani Sada Dambham Hitva Kuru Ratim Apurvam Ai Bhratas Chatu Hirati Dhitipada. Disciple of Srila Rupa Goswami. Actually the follower, sincere follower of Rupa Goswami, Rupanuga Vaishnava. Raghunath Das Goswami is training his man and he is doing prarthana to his mind. Don't be so furious. Don't be derailed. I am giving some good instructions to you. And for you, for your good, for your oh, you are my beloved, my dear mind. Guru Goshthe Goshtha Laesu. If you want to realize yourself, and if you want to serve Radha and Krishna's conjugal in Vrindavan forever, with her Rati, Rati means bhav, with bhav. Then you have to follow some rules and regulations that have accept from the Rupa Goswami. And that is, you should serve with solely heart, giving up all the things which are not helpful and taking all the things that which are helpful in our progressive Krishna love and affection. First, Guru, you should serve your Gurudev with not sabram, but Vishrambhavena. Vishrambhena Gurau Seva. Not like that he is far away from us. I am so inferior. We should do respect very far away. Other offenses will be done. If he'll go and we are following him, then dust will come in our lotus, in our feet. So it will be very offense. In room where he is always moving here and there, dust starts there. Then we should not enter in home, that home. And we will broom, if we will brooming the room, then the fish just we are taking and throwing out here. All this is very offense. What to do? So we should be very far away from that Guru. No. Foolish persons and honest person may think like this. We should know him a very beloved, There is none in this whole world beloved like him. He is nursing us without any benefit. He is supporting us. So he is my father, mother, everything he is. A boy goes in the laps of his mother and doing like this, sometimes like this, doing something, so many silly things, by feet like this. But mother doesn't take any offense, but she becomes so happy, so happy. Oh, my boy is now being strong. And he is so healthy that he is doing like so. And he kisses the boy. So we should not fear from our Gurudev. He is near and dear. There is none nearer to us. So Vishambhena. What is the meaning of Vishambhena? What is the meaning? Vishambha?
Like friendly without,
yes,
reverence.
No?
Intimate.
Intimate friends, like. But don't fear. That's why there is no wall there. And we should know what are his moods, what he wants. But not he will order, then I will carry out. No, nothing. We should know his mood, interior mood. And that is the best kinds of servant of Gurudev. What my Gurudev wants, where he wants that you should always do and cook and wash our clothing. Or he wants that his Prabhu's glory, Radha Krishna and glory, Mahaprabhu's glory should go all to whole world. What he wants? If a Vaishnava is not, a disciple is not thinking this, then he is so much Kanishtha Adhikari. So, we should try to follow. Gurau Goshte. What is Goshta? Gokul is Goshta, where Krishna and his all associates, cows, gopi, govasa, everything is there. That is ghost. Also some times this ghost goes to Vrindavan from Gokul, Mahavan. Gokul is everywhere. So when it is in Mahavan, then it is called Gokul Mahavan. Mahavan Gokul. When it goes to Vrindavan, Vrindavan Gokul. When it goes to Radhakunda, Radhakunda Gokul. When it goes to Nandagaon, then it is called Nandagaon Gokul. So, he tells, Goshta, where Nanda, Yashoda, all the Siddham Subal, all the cows, Govatsa, cow calves, especially Mother Yashoda, Nanda Baba, and more especially all the gopis like Lalita, Vishakha, Chitra and all Srimati Radhika are serving Krishna in so manners. And Krishna is also serving Srimati Radhika. This is called ghost. You should always serve this gopi. Oh, mine. Always think about this and try to serve them. There are two kinds of gurus, Siksha Guru and Diksha Guru. They should be worshipped. Like the same way, Guru Goshte, Goshta Aleshu, those who are living in all ghosts. Who are they? They are Rup Sanatan, Raghunath, like. Living in Vrindavan and serving Krishna in any of the three ways, like Subal Siddham, like Yashoda Maiya, Nanda Baba, and like gopis. They are Goshta Alayesu, Rup Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, in the mood of Rup Manjarish and all others. They are serving Krishna and Radha. actually day and night. We should, O mind, try to search them. You should also try to search sujane, those who are out of Gaudiya Vaishnava, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, not falling and not thinking that Krishna is my Sakha, Krishna is my son, Krishna is my beloved like gopis, but anyhow they are serving to Narayan, Ram, but being in Vrindavan, but actually not in Vrindavan, living in Vrindavan, but living in Vaikuntha or Ayodhya or Dwarka, Puri or anywhere. But yet they are Sujana. They may be of all other sampradaya, but they should be also respected. Don't dishonor them. And Bhusuragane, Bhusur means the Brahmins of Vrindavan, Braja, Navadi. If they are not one-ended, Ananda Bhakta of Krishna, but yet they are following also demigods also, they want money also, but yet they always chant or hear Radhe, Radhe, Jai Jai, Sri Radhe, Radhe, all the words, all the chaukidars of Vrindavan, chaukidars means
watchmen,
they also in night shout Radhe, 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 all the birds, kokils, and all the birds are telling Radhe, Radhe. That Jamuna is telling, flowing and telling, shouting Radhe, Radhe. All the trees are shouting Radhe, Radhe, in echo Radhe, Radhe. All the grasses are having the dust of gopis. Still their Vrindavan is Vrindavan. But they are not realizing all these things. But honor anyhow to Krishna. They should also be honored by their qualification, according to their qualification. Not like Goshthaleshu or Goshtha, but they should be honored as they are qualified. Swamantre, especially to the Gurudev has given mantra, Brahma Gayatri, Kam Gayatri, Gopal mantra, Gaur Gayatri, Gaur mantra. Very honorably, we should try to do all these things. Not that we are not honoring, we are chanting anything, we are doing any work and doing like this. Mantra job. Where you are going? And then, again, anything. And if any necessary worldly works comes, then, I will do it afterward. Not like this. Very efficiently, calmly. And meditating here. And praying this mantra that you are yourself Krishna. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu mantra, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself. Gopal mantra, Madan Mohan Krishna, Govind and Gopinath, Gopijana Vallabhis. He should manifest as he is. So in Kam Gayatri is the all senses of Krishna himself. He is Kamdevaya. At in 24 and a half letters, all are the parts of Krishna body, Krishna himself, all these things he has described in Chaitanya Chaitanya. Be in Vrindavan always by Kam Gayatri mantra, doing aradhana of Krishna. And it is surely that it is a very powerful mantra, Kam Gayatri and Gopal Mantra, to have the service of Krishna, actually in Vrindavan. So very patiently, honorably, in heart, we should do all these things. They will realize themselves. In the mantra it is told. So don't neglect. In hurry. Our Gurudev has told. So only book distribution will do everything. Anyone told to me in Los Angeles that Swamiji has done everything, he has given us everything. Not to go to anyone, not to hear anyone, not to read anyone. I told this, you are quite wrong. Quite wrong. Like police tell like this. Everything was in Srimad Bhagavatam. Why Rupa Goswami wrote Bhakti Rasami Sindhu, Ujjvalin Mani and all the books? Why Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami wrote Chaitanya Charitamrita? I know that if Krishna will write and Baldev will write, even there will be something remnant. I know that Swamiji has done so many books. So many books. But he has translated 10th canto, Raspanchayat Dhai, and after that, he has not done. And if he was in this world, he must have done this first. Surely he will have done. That where he has given all these things. And if he has done, but I know that he could not sit idle. Up till now he has written so many books. And I know that after some years also, so many good persons, devotees will come, realize devotees may come. And according to the time, same wine in new bottles will come. We will see only bottles, not the same wine. And that is fair. So Swami has not given anything new. The same wine he was in Srimad Bhagavatam bottle, he has given us. But Sukhdev Goswami tells that not he has given everything. I know that Chaitanya Charitamrita has explained Srimad Bhagavatam. If Chaitanya Charitamrita was there, no, then we could not have understood Srimad Bhagavatam in real sense. So I know that if Krishna can come and like Vyasa and he can wrote all the things, so many Upanishad, Ved, Upanishad, Smriti, Srimad Bhagavatam, he done all these things. Even for the time, all are necessary to do. So Bhakta did that. Srila Sanatana Goswami has told, and also Vishwanath Chakravarti has told, I am taking the remnants of Srila Sridhar Swami and Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, telling that I am taking the remnants of Srila Sanatana Goswami, Jiva Goswami. I am taking remnant. What they have left, I am doing. In Chaitanya Charitamrita it has written that Das had done everything. Chaitanya Lila Das, Mane Vrindavan Das Thakur. But yet he has left some remnants to take, to serve for pleasing. So it is not right to tell like this, that he has given everything. Yes, I admit that he has given, but he has kept in the box.
Under lock and key.
Because we are at that time maybe very little orphan boy. And we cannot use all these things. He has kept reserved. When you will be matured, then you will see in this treasure box everything is there. So in sense, certainly he has given all things. But you will have to read We cannot read all these books in universities and all other things. Not universities. We'll have to come down to the Vaishnava's Bhagavatam. And after that you will have so much affection and oh mind, then come to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his parikars. And also in have so much honor and love and affection from the divine couple. And then we should come to. So we should try to follow all these things. If you are not following all these things, then we have not gained anything. And after this shloka, come to that shloka. Tannam rupa charitadi. Being always in Vrindavan, remembering what? Remembering always. Being in the guidance of Vaishnavas like Rupa Sanatana, in their guidance, being in Vrindavan. And always chant, do kirtan of name. What name? Prominent names. Agadamana Jasodanandano Nandasuno Kamalanaina Gopi Chandra Vinda Banandra Pranatakaruna Krishna Vityaneka Sarupe Taima Maruchi Uchai Vardhatang Namadheya Radharaman. Narada is singing on his Veena. Radharaman. Narada bajaye Veena Jantre
Radhika. Radhika.
Narada ji Veeno Jivan Sudharma Nirjas Madhuri Pura Tan Krishna Nama Kamang Spurame Rasane Rase Nasada. Rasane or not done. What is Krishna name? Radha Raman name, Radha Govindanath, Rash Vihari name, Radha Madan Mohan, all these names, with pure devotion and act, love, with a rasa, then you will chant this name. Now, what is the time? About 9.
Quarter after.
What is Krishna? Where is Krishna going? Then ornamented Krishna, given a stake in his hands. Lakhs and lakhs cows are going. Krishna with lakhs and lakhs friends is going. From one one to another. From Vrindavan to Kamyavan. Sometimes he goes to Vandirvat. Sometimes Madhuban. Talvan, Kumudvan. All friends is following and doing, oh Krishna, Krishna, like this. Kanaiya, Kanaiya, Bhaiya, Kanaiya. Bhaiya, Kanaiya, you know? Very affectionate Kanaiya. Sometimes quarreling, sometimes loving, and they are going. Yashodama keeping in his lap. He does not want to leave Krishna to go to forest. Nanda Baba is falling also. All the gopis are falling. Gopis from caves, groves. From
window, from the top of the roof.
Top of the roof. Everywhere they are doing archana of Krishna by their crooked eyes. What is lamp? What is lamp? Eyes like lamp. And heart's love, affection is like ghee. And from very lovely eyes corner, crooked eyes corner, they are worshipping Krishna. And Krishna is so much glad that he flute came from his hand. Pansi karan nipatitam, skhalitam sikhandam, bhrashtancha pita vasanam, brajaradhsuna. his float came down. He began to tremble. His Pitbhasman also fell down. Pitbhasman Pitambar fell down. And he was about to fall down. Madhvangan pushed him. Oh, what are you doing? Your mother and father are here. Baldev Prabhu is here. He comes. And he took his food. Remembering like this. And what time especially what he is doing and playing all these things. Remembering here, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. Look, person will see that he is sitting here, but he is not sitting here. He is in Vrindavan, everywhere, with Krishna and with Gopis all. So remembering here. And speaking, Hare Krishna, chanting Hare Nam loudly, sometimes weeping, sometimes rolling in the earth with tears. Being in Vrindavan, if you cannot be in Vrindavan by mind, you can be. No harm. Being this
Eugene
city. Oh, this is Vrindavan. Sada Goswami are there. All are here. Swamiji is here. All our disciples, gurus are here. So I've been in Vrindavan in mind. You are sitting here, but you are in Vrindavan. Mind is more powerful than this body. No harm if by body we are here, but my mind is so powerful that he can go in a moment there. So we should be in Vrindavan. And in the guidance of any Vaishnava, like Rupa Goswami, our Gurudev, we should chant, remember him, being in Vrindavan. This is the sum and substance of all the teachings of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Srila Rupa Goswami. Today, you should forgive me any fault or any aparat
offense
I have done. If I have told any
harsh word,
anything, I have given any problem in anyone's mind, you are so
broad-minded
and merciful, you should have mercy. I have told everything like a friend, not as a controlling demonstration or what thing.
Your spot.
Bhakti should not be controlled and Guru Bhrata should not be controlled. They should be honored. I think that both are for bona fide. They will not take my any offense and always have affection and merciful to me. Because I am growing old, after some days I cannot walk. They'll have to maintain me and to support and nourish me. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama.
Glad to come here and have so good heart.